Join now at FuelRewards.com/gold. Jim Slade, Kiss Traffic.
Right, we just had an unqualified advice question from Sarah.
Yeah.
And Lorraine, what did Sarah want to know?
She wanted to know, her best friend has never moved furniture with anyone, and she wanted to do him go above and beyond their friendship and move furniture with him so he knew what it was like.
She wanted to do him. That's exactly right. And so the question that we had out there.
Yes, yeah, so does sleeping with your best friend, does that ruin the friendship? This is Sam. You're on the MRL show.
Hey, how are y'all?
Fantastic.
Just cracking all the important things in the world today.
Yes, very important. So yes. I had a friendship with a guy for, probably 15 or 16 years. And we decided to take that friendship to another level, I guess, to be friends with benefits. And it lasted for on and off for about 2 or 3 years. And it was not a good situation towards the end.
Did that person get really clingy?
No. It wasn't that any person got really clingy. There was just unsettled feelings there that never were resolved or anything like that. And it just didn't turn out to be a good situation. So we had a big falling out. We haven't spoken since.
Oh,
but you did it for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it was on and off. We were, in and out of relationships with other people. And then, when we were single, we would move furniture. And then, it ended up not being a good idea.
I would be afraid that that person would get jealous when you then got a boyfriend afterwards.
Sure.
Right. I think I was the one that was jealous more than anything.
Oh.
So.
Wow, okay. And in hindsight, it shouldn't have lasted that long. You should have just tried it, had a little fun with it, then moved on.
Right. Well, in hindsight, I think it was a good idea that we did separate our ways because I don't think, I'm engaged now. He's in a serious relationship. So I think that neither of us would have eventually, really been able to live our lives in that situation. So,
So let's say he becomes single and things aren't working out for your relationship. Would you go back with him?
I don't think so. No, it's been a couple of years now since we've spoken, so we've kind of moved on. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam.
Good thing. Your husband, your fiance was listening.
Kim sent a message at the MRL show and said that she and her best friend actually hooked up. Now she's married and is kind of jealous of the whole situation.
Wow.
Yeah. So. Backfire. Do we want to say hi to Lori? Lori always is good on the show.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, my lovers.
What's up, Lori?
Well, I just want to let you know that this moving furniture with friends is a wonderful thing to do. When you're younger, maybe not. They're not mature enough.
Uh-huh.
But when they get older, when it's last chance for romance and there's just nobody to pick up, you take them home and you do them. No biggie.
That's called swinging, right?
No, it's just called having sex.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lori.
Lori thinks it's transactional at that point.
I love her.
No, you idiot. All right. Lorraine gets us updated on the dirty Hollywood gossip in 3 minutes.
This is the MRL Show.